Unit 5. Believe it or not. Pages 126 to 127.
Predicting the unpredictable. Everyone today has heard of the Titanic, the unsinkable British passenger ship that hit an iceberg in the North Atlantic in 1912 and sank on her very first voyage. Well, American author Morgan Robertson certainly hadn't heard of the Titanic when he published his novel, Futility, in 1898, because the Titanic didn't exist yet. Which is really bizarre, because Futility describes the voyage of a British passenger ship named the Titan, which hits an iceberg and sinks in the North Atlantic. But that's not all the real ship and the fictional ship have in common. The similarities between the two are astounding. At almost 250 metres long, the Titan is described as the biggest and most luxurious ship ever built, as well as the height of technological achievement. Driven by three propellers, she could reach a top speed of 24 knots. In its day, the Titanic, at just over 250 metres long, was the biggest and most luxurious ship ever built, as well as the height of technological achievement. It too was driven by three propellers and could reach a top speed of 24 knots. Above all, both ships were considered to be unsinkable. According to the novel, the Titan's 19 watertight compartments would allow her to stay afloat even if 9 of them were flooded. That is why she was equipped with only 24 lifeboats, able to hold just 500 of the 2,000 passengers on board. Similarly, it was believed that the Titanic's 16 watertight compartments would enable her to stay afloat even if 4 of them were flooded. And that is why the Titanic was equipped with only 20 lifeboats, able to hold just 1,266 of the 2,435 passengers on board. Yet both ships sank. Like the fictional Titan, the Titanic sank in the month of April, about 95 miles south of the coast of Greenland. Like the Titan, the Titanic struck an iceberg on her starboard side. And like the Titan, which collided with the iceberg near midnight, the Titanic struck the iceberg at exactly 11:40 p.m. Kind of strange, don't you think? Especially when you remember that the novel was written 14 years before the Titanic disaster. But that's not all. One foggy night in April 1935, another ship was travelling through the Atlantic with only a young man on watch. Suddenly, he remembered that the Titanic had sunk in the same area, in the same month, and at the same time. Terrified, the man sounded a warning, and the ship stopped. Just in time. Directly in front of them, a huge iceberg appeared through the fog. The ship was saved. Her name? The Titanian.